He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. We are on show 331. Boy, I gotta tell you, everything that could technically go wrong today has gone wrong. I mean everything, right from our live stream box to our TriCaster to my computer to my laptop. Everything I'm touching is like, but we are on the air, and we're going to try to get through the show. Again, we're on show 331. I hope everybody has recovered from the Black Friday events and also from Cyber Monday. We have some stats on that coming up in a minute after we do our product review. And before we start, I want to tell everyone that the Gadget Professor is heard in 172 countries around the world, and I have you to thank for that. And you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I certainly do try to answer all my email. And if you got some great deals out there, let me know. I got a couple, and we'll talk about that at another time. But let's take a look at the gadget of the day. Let's go right to the website. And that's not the website. Let's go to the website here and take a look. Of course, there's our friendly webpage, thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can go there anytime and watch the Gadget Professor show. You can certainly watch it on subscribe to our show on YouTube, and also the best place probably is iTunes. So again, watch the show on thegadgetprofessor.com. Subscribe to it on iTunes. Now, here is our air bar. And this is an interesting device. I've had good luck and bad luck with it, but essentially it's a bar, and here it is over here, that you can actually put on your laptop, no matter what brand it is. And they have different size air bars. They have a 15.6 inch, a 14 inch, and a 13.3 inch air bar. And we'll take a close-up of this, but right now, let's take a look at the video, and that kind of gives you an overview of what this actually does, and it's actually pretty cool.
This air bar brings touch to your new or existing PC by projecting an invisible light field over the screen. What's good about light is that it responds to pretty much anything. So you can sweep with your gloves or long fingernails, pinch with your chopsticks, scroll while you're cooking, or why not use a paintbrush? You get the idea. With Air Bar, you get touch gestures when you need them. It's easy to attach. It's sleek. And you can unplug it when you want to. Best of all, there's no manual, no installation. It's plug and touch. It just works. Air Bar. Plug and touch when you need it.
So that is the overview of the air bar. Let's take a close-up of it and see what it looks like and how it actually works. Again, I've had mixed bag results with this. You decide for yourself. Here's camera two, and the air bar is actually attached. Here it is right here, and we'll get into more about how this mounts in a second. So let's fire up the laptop. Here is the USB port. This is basically a plastic strip with the USB port on it. And I'm going to plug the USB right into a spare port here, so you'll probably hear it click in. All right, I don't know if you heard that, but it has installed. It's pretty simple. There's no hardware, there's no software to install. You just plug in the USB port. So now I have the air bar strip, and again, it's 15.6 inches, which is what my laptop is. So you could see a little check mark here and a little check mark here, and that's basically the full frame of my screen. So now I'm actually going to go in and I'm going to actually bring up the Windows menu. Now, of course, this is not a touch screen, but the air bar is going to make it a touch screen, or at least that's what they tell me. So right now I'm going to go into this particular area, which is called the Microsoft Store, and I'm just going to touch the screen, and if this bar is working properly, it should come up. So let's see what happens. So you can see that it instantly came up and brought up the Microsoft Store. So that's good. And there it is. Now, if I wanted to go to Roblox, which is one of the ads that's on there, I'm going to touch it again. And as you can see, it brings it right up. So it works quite well. Now, let's take another look here. I'm going to hit the X. And that brought it off. Now, I'm going to say, let's open up Google Chrome. So when you touch it, you can actually see that it indented. Now I'm waiting for it to come up, and one of two things has happened. Either it's not coming up or I didn't touch it twice. So let's try it again. So I definitely tapped it twice, and as you can see, it's just not coming up for whatever reason. So I will go over and hit here to take the touch off it. Now I'm going to go back in and try it a third time. And once again, nothing is happening. So as you can see, it's kind of a mixed bag. So I'm actually going to go in with the mouse, and I'm going to open up the Google Chrome app. And it's not responding for that either. As I said, today is one of those technical days. There it goes. All right, so I'm going to open Google Chrome up, and there it is. And once that opens, let's see, I don't want to restore the pages. I'm just going to go to, well, there's my email. So let's go over here. We're going to Google, and these are different things, articles that I had previously looked at on Cuba. So I am going to go in and again with the touch application and see if I can touch the top one and get it to go. And as you will see, it definitely did work. All right, now I'm going to go to another web page. So as you can see, I'm kind of getting mixed results with this. I'll try it again. All right, it's worked again. This is a site called Cruise Critics, so it's definitely coming up. And I think what we're finding is that it's kind of mixed results with this. Let's go to an article here. Let me scroll down. So the scrolling is not working the best. And as you can see, it's a little kludgy. Let's go to this marker here. It's now it's going down. It's not as interactive as I would like it. It works, but it kind of doesn't work. So I hit another tap, and it's going on. So one of the keys that you're going to find on this, and I'm going to show that to you, is actually getting this to adhere to the screen. And I'm going to unplug the bar. So here's what the bar looks like, and this is the part that's kind of weird. On the back of it, I don't know if you can see it, there's two magnets. Let's look on camera too. So on the back, there's two magnets, one here and one here. There you go. So these magnets stick on top of another magnet, and I'm going to peel this off here. As you can see on my computer, right here there's one of the magnets, and over here there's the other magnet. So in theory, this just hooks on to the magnets. Let's take a look at that, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. The way this attaches is through these micro magnets. Now the micro magnets have a little stick on the back of it, a little glue. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It's not a great connection. It's there. So I'm going to go back and hook it in again. Now that right now is mounted onto the magnets. It's definitely there because I can feel the pull. And I'm going to try another website. So when that is flush and on with the magnets, it works okay. And therein is the catch. You got to make sure that it's absolutely flat against those magnets. And the sticky glue that's on the back of these is not the best. And you'll find that if you want to move this from computer to computer, You're going to want another pair of these magnets, which they do give you two pair. But as I've mentioned a couple times now, the glue that's on the back of these is not the best. If this isn't perfectly flush against the computer screen, and it's actually right below the screen on the plastic, this gets a little kludgy. It works, it doesn't work, whatever. So I got to tell you, when it works great. When it doesn't work at all. So it's one of these things where the better this is mounted, I think what would have been a lot better is for them to have maybe three or four magnets embedded in the back of this, because these magnets are embedded here. You can't get them out. But I think they might have needed three or four magnets on the back of this. Now, if you were to add more magnets, the problem is you actually push this back maybe an eighth of an inch or a 16th of an inch. And as I said, for this to work well, it's got to be flush mounted. Now, again, it will work, and it works great when it works, but if there's any question about how flat that is against the computer, it won't work, or it's kludgy at best. So, what do I say about it? I say that it works as long as it's mounted according to the manufacturer's instructions. Make sure that those magnetic mounts are attached to your computer screen before and aligned before you put the actual piece on. Otherwise, you're going to get that kludginess, which kind of bugs me. So price-wise, let's take a look here. If you look on Amazon, a lot of people sell this. It's called the AirBard by Neonode, and again, it works if it's up exactly correct. It's very fussy, as far as I can tell. It's very fussy, but it does work if it's put on correctly. They make it in 13.3, 14 inches, and also 15.6. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You know, what if I have a 17-inch monitor or a larger monitor? Will this work? Well, the thing is, it will work, but it will only work in the dimensions that the bar actually sends up the little laser that you can't see. So it will work, but if you have a 17-inch screen, there'll be approximately an inch on each side or so that it won't be able to be sensitive to the touch. And of course, you still have to plug this in, and you can use an extension cord if your laptop is that big. So take this with a grain of salt. Of course, if you buy it on Amazon and it doesn't work for you, you could return it. Cost-wise, these things list for about $80. They were on sale all through Black Friday and on Cyber Monday. I picked this up for $27, and for $27, I'll keep it. It definitely works best with my 15-inch laptop, and I have the magnets in the right place. And then again, there's been a couple times where it doesn't work, even though it's on exactly correct. So I give this a 50-50 rating. Concept is great. If they would fix the mount on the back, I think they'd have a pretty good product here. And you can fool around with it, and it will work. It's just kludgy. So, all right, enough about that. I could spend all day. It works. It doesn't work. It's one of those things where at least you know now what you're getting into when you buy this. So let's take a look at some stats, if you will. And this is amazing stuff to me. I mean, truly amazing. Let's take a look at the online sales for Black Friday in terms of results. It's pretty interesting. Black Friday 2007 was all about digital sales, no question about that. American shoppers spent a record $5 billion in 24 hours. $5 billion in 24 hours. What that actually calculates out to is a 16.9% increase in dollars spent online compared with Black Friday in 2016. So that's a lot of cibolla, which is money. The digital retail giant Amazon said Friday that orders were rolling in at a record level. More than 200,000 toys were sold in just 5 hours. So someone's making some serious cash. So again, the sales were $5 billion in 24 hours, a 16.9% increase. Let's take a look now at what it looked like for Cyber Monday. So here's Cyber Monday's records, and this is even more staggering. More than 170 million U.S. consumers shopped on stores between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday. Online sales hit a record-breaking number of $6.59 billion on November 27th. That's up 16.8%. So as you can tell, It was a big, big, big holiday weekend, no question. Over $2 billion right from the palms of their hands, bang, just hit. And they all shopped, oddly enough, on their laptops and their phones. So you can see how effective the digital marketing is compared to people going into stores. Now, Cyber Monday was also the biggest shopping day of the year. And if it comes up, let's take a look at the stats from that. It's really mind-boggling how much the consumers spend in just that, you know, that short weekend. I'm not seeing the stats up here. Okay, that's a video. We'll pass on that. But you get the general idea. All right, let's take a look at some apps today. Again, everything's clicking all over the place. It's like my studio is possessed. I just don't get it. But it is what it is. All right, let's talk a little bit about cyber currency, and that's kind of going crazy. And there have been some apps on here that have really been cool coming up. One of them is called the Crypto Market Pro app. This is free at least this week. It usually sells for $5. So if you want to get into crypto coins, bitcoins, and things like that, Litecoins and Ethereum, there's a million of them out there today, and it's pretty complex. My suggestion is if you want to get into that type of currency, you better read up a lot about it. One of the things that will help you get into that, or at least understand the fluctuations in the market, is this Crypto Markets Pro app. This Crypto Markets Pro app gives you every single online store, if you will, that carries Bitcoin, and it tells you every currency's cost, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and all the others that are out there. There's more than 100 cryptocurrencies that are available to see online live with this Crypto Marker Pro. So definitely check that out. One of the biggest ones out there that I particularly like and like to follow is Coinbase. This is the main app that I would use if I was going to get into Bitcoins. You can buy and sell digital currency on this. It will actually give you an account that you could set up and watch your investments grow or disappear, whatever the case may be. But it tracks everything in real time, and it's the best app out there, I feel, Coinbase, if you're going to be involved in digital currency. It also gives you news briefs too, so keep that one in mind. Now, something else that you need to keep in mind is our friendly IRS has ordered Coinbase, which again is one of the largest banks, if you will, for crypto dollars. They have been ordered by the IRS to disclose more than 14,000 customers to the U.S. Internal Revenue Service, because the IRS wants to know who's buying what and make sure that you're declaring whatever profits you have on this cryptocurrency. So for those people who thought that the cryptocurrency was safe from taxes, it's not, as nothing really is. And following a lengthy legal battle between the two entities, the IRS and Coinbase, the San Francisco District Court ruled Tuesday that Coinbase must hand over user accounts at the exchange that bought, sold, and sent or received sums of $20,000 and higher between 2013 and 2015. Coinbase must now provide the tax agency with the name, address, taxpayer identification numbers, and the date of birth of customers associated with these accounts. So if you bought more than $20,000 or traded or did anything with Bitcoins from 2013 to 2015, you will be getting a letter from the IRS if you did not declare your capital gains. So just keep that in mind, that, you know, there's no free lunch. You got to pay taxes. So I don't have anything to worry about, because I didn't have $20,000 to invest. All right, let's move on. Let's get into some apps of the day, folks. This app is a great app. It's called Clips. It's for your iPhone. Clips is a free app that lets you make fun videos and share with friends and family. With a few taps, you can create and send video messages and tell a quick story with artistic filters, animated text, music, and all kinds of fun stickers. And if you don't like Snapchat, and I'm probably the only guy on the planet that does not like Snapchat, then you want to be using Clips, and it's a lot of fun. If you want everybody to think you're hip and cool, then you definitely need to lose. You need to use Clips. All right, another app that's really a lot of fun, and I've got a lot of cool comments from it from some of our older viewers, is this Lake. It's an artist coloring book. This is a free coloring book for your iPad or iPhone, and you can do some pretty intricate coloring on this. And what's nice about this, if you want to use the pen, a lot of our digital appliances, all the iPads or even your Android devices now are coming with pens. You can buy these pens, and it's just like a regular pencil, and you can color with these, tap the color palette, and people really enjoy coloring. It's very relaxing, and Lake is probably the number one best app out there for free coloring for adults and also for kids. It works pretty good, no question about that. Now, this next one I really like. It's called My Script in Action. This is available for both the Droid platform and also for the iOS. But if you're looking for first-hand experience with this pen interface, My Script is what you want to do. There's a lot of demo software on there that you can use, and it also allows you to do text input when you load this app on your device. So you actually can take the pen and draw on it or fill in forms or write notes or anything like that, and it works really good. It's good for electronic forms, text input methods, note-taking, math, if you like to figure that out, longhand, if anybody still does. This is a really good app. It's totally free, and again, if you want to interface with that pen, this is a great app for whatever operating system you're operating system that you're on. This will get you into it, and I think you will definitely enjoy that. Now, some people have written to me over the years and said, what can I use? I don't have a lot of money. What can I use to get into producing my own podcast? How hard is it? Well, it's not that it's hard. There's two things. One is the preparation for the show, and I find that to be the hardest because you're busy, and I've been doing this show for about 6 years now, and there's a lot of prep and a lot of commitment. You do the math, 6 years times 52. That's a lot of shows to put out, and then I have my NAB shows, which run 8 hours a day for 5 days, and my CES shows, same thing. There's a lot of prep work and a lot of commitment, and if you don't do a show on a weekly basis or a bi-weekly basis, it's very hard to retain viewers. One app that will help you do this in terms of the technical aspects is an app called Bumpers, and what this will allow you to do is to record your podcast using your iPad or your iPhone, and it does everything pretty nicely for you. So just check this out, and there are a lot of people who use nothing more than their iPhone or iPad to create an entire podcast. As you know, I have a whole studio here in my home and another one down in Scottsdale that's pretty busy. So when I can, I get into the studio. As of late, I can't even get in there. They're so busy. But this app might help you do that. Two more apps that I think you're going to like. One is called Drop Recipes, and this is for the Android. It's really cool because it not only will give you the recipe, but it actually gives you a video. Yeah, a video, and it actually shows you how to make what it is you want. Drop App Recipes, it's a beautiful interactive recipe book that works on its own with your appliances around the kitchen. So a lot of the appliances now are coming with what I call hooks that will actually plug into these apps that you load, and you'll be able to set your pressure cooker or whatever it is, your pancake maker, according to what the app says, and it will do the whole recipe for you. So the Bosch and the GE appliances now are actually going to be able to pair with your phone, and you'll be able to do the whole thing just from touching it. The only thing you'll have to do is pop it in the oven or pop it in the appliance, but Drop Recipes, check that out. It's really cool. Now, I've mentioned this once or twice before, but this just had another upgrade, and Blue Mail, oh, there's our buddy Matt. You won't be seeing him anymore, but anyway, this is called Blue Mail, and this will work on any platform that you have, and I mean any platform. So if you have a Droid operating system or the iOS, Blue Email is something that I think everybody should be using. The navigation is easy, and it will let you take multiple accounts, multiple email accounts, and color code them. So it's pretty handy. So let's just say if you're a doctor or a lawyer or an Indian chief and you want to color code certain emails that pertain to what it is that you're doing, Blue Mail Mail is a very simple app that will go on your appliance, your iPhone, your cell phone, whatever it may be, Droid or iOS, and it really does a nice job. It also will integrate your calendar. It will create groups, all kinds of things that it will let you do, and I think you'll really like this. So it just got a new upgrade. It's available for iPhones or for the Droid operating system. And then last but not least, you may have seen this on TV. I had one woman write me last week that she needed to check her credit, and she didn't know how to do it. Was there an app? So I said, yeah, use Credit Karma. Make the most of your credit. It's totally free. Start by digging into your credit profile and finding out what goes into making your credit scores. You can get important updates with credit monitoring and keep an eye on your ID and check out personalized recommendations and more. And they do have some paid services if you so desire to use that. But quite frankly, if you just want to check your credit and see if there's any bad things in there, this Credit Karma app actually works quite well for that. So that will kind of wrap it up. I have to tell you, I have so many gadgets in my studio that to review that I'm way behind on this stuff, and I just finished a major rewire of my studio. Maybe that's why my computer just totally died yesterday. I mean, it just totally crashed, the worst crash I've ever had since I've been doing this, and fortunately for me, I had a backup, and I got the backup disk, and I was praying on my hands and knees, but I started the backup, the restore, and fortunately, after 4.5 hours of biting my nails, boom, everything came back nice and clean, and that's why I wasn't able to get the show out yesterday. I just ran out of time, and I was reinstalling all the stuff that was corrupted. Why? I have no idea. In any event, thank you very much for tuning into the Gadget Professor Show. I'll see everybody next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.